This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, saving your day from boredom with the best podcasting entertainment.
What's up? Real MVPs, Ricky Widmer here, along with fellow man child, Johnny Carlin.
Yeah, honestly, with this next topic, I have no fucking clue what to say for my line.
Yeah, there's a ton. You could go with Marvel.
DC.
You could go with DC.
I can do my regular Rick and Morty. Wubba-dubba-dub-dub!
It's also been quite a while.
Since
you and I have been in a room together, but it feels great to be back here for the Rick and Johnny podcast. Right here on
Most
Valuable
Podcast.
We all float too. We're going to be talking about it. I don't know if there's a Witcher line that you could say.
I have never played the game, so I don't know. And I've never read the books either.
I was also not a Witcher game person, so
I just didn't have the money or time when it came out.
Mm-hmm. It was just something to work with me. It was like, you know what? There are other games I'm into, give it my time to, and I just didn't give my time to that.
For Midgard, Avengers Assemble, what do I pick?
You can go with a Blade line if you want a Blade. But
God, I can't remember.
Ahead of ourselves.
Can't remember anything for that movie.
First off, Daywalker. Welcome into the Rick and
that
Johnny podcast.
Really bad.
Right here on Most Valuable Podcast.
Actually kind of racist.
What, Daywalker?
Daywalker sounds pretty racist.
Does it?
Daywalker.
A little bit. So we won't say that one. But welcome in, Rick and Johnny Podcast. This is where we talk about everything nerdy, everything in entertainment, TV, movies, I guess that's in entertainment, superheroes, Marvel, DC.
Entertainment.
Comics, a little bit of gaming sparkled in there, but we won't step on the
sparkled
toes of Too
Sparkles.
Old to Game. Magic.
Sparkles.
Magic. As we just watched a Magic ad that was just beautiful for Magic Arena. But this is not sponsored by them. Welcome in if this is your first time.
If they'd
time.
Like to, though, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I would love to be sponsored by Magic.
I will shamelessly promote
I've
whoever sponsors us.
I've given them enough of my money in my childhood.
Hey, I'll shamelessly promote whoever sponsors us.
Yeah, you know what? I've given Magic the Gathering enough of my money in my life that I think that they could.
I spent all my money on Pokemon cards.
There was, so, quick story time with Papa Widmer here.
Story time.
I think it was 8th edition came out, which
okay.
I'm dating myself with that, because that was years ago. When 8th edition came out, I remember Dave and I dropped, what was it? We went to our local card shop, and I think it was like $180 on a
each?
Box.
Or just the you two together?
Like, I thought we did it together. We did it together because in old card shops, before you could buy everything online, they had it where, like, you know, the boxes that open and they had the packs in them?
Yeah.
Well, usually, like, normal people would say, oh, give me two packs. And they'd buy individuals. Or, like, give me that one, because different cards came out of different packs and
same
collections.
Pokemon did the same thing.
Well, Dave and
sort
I,
of.
When 8th edition dropped, were like, we're not just going to buy a couple packs. We are going to buy an entire box of packs.
Oh, shit.
So we bought one box of packs and split them. And I got in every box, there's one holographic Thorn Elemental.
Ooh.
For those 8th editions. And I got it. And that was the one where I bought a little case for it, put it in the case. It's somewhere in my house. I'd have to find it, but it's somewhere.
That's better than what I did.
But the point is, I've spent numerous money on Magic cards in my life. But that is not what we are talking about today, Johnny. What we are talking about is I had to regroup to get ready for this podcast. Because as you guys know, we were not on last week. I was in Las Vegas, then California with Dave. Johnny was doing Johnny things, I guess.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
With his week off.
Johnny was doing Johnny things.
Johnny was doing Johnny things. But we got San Diego Comic-Con to talk about. And this was the one where I was a little upset at myself that we weren't able to kind of preview things coming up into the week because I was in California.
Mm-hmm.
But holy shit, do we got stuff to talk about in this podcast. So we're going to go over everything from San Diego Comic-Con that really means the world to us. If there's anything we don't hit that you're like, how didn't you talk about this? Leave it down below in the description. Johnny and I will obviously talk about it if you guys want us to. But before we get into everything we're going to talk about, patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. Make sure to hit us up there in order to support us. And at the $10 tier, the gold membership, you can join a Rick and Johnny podcast if you would like. Would not be a podcast if Johnny didn't give the ding noise with someone messaging him on Facebook. But Johnny, what we are going to look at, just a little rundown, is Marvel making news. DC Universe, not DC, Warner Brothers wasn't there, but DC Universe dropped some stuff in a panel. We got a Rick and Morty clip we're going to look at. We've got trailers for HBO's Watchmen.
Witcher.
The Witcher on Netflix. It Chapter 2. And then because our boy Sung in our Discord channel throwing a what would that be? A non-honorable mention, shout but out. A shout-out, thank you, to Sung. Said it in our Discord while I was in Vegas. Wanted us to talk about the Charlie's Angels trailer. So at the end of all this, I know it didn't come out at Comic-Con, but we're going to throw that in right at the end, give our thoughts on the Charlie's Angels reboot, new movie, the Christian Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Elizabeth Banks Charlie's Angels movie. But before we get into everything, before we get into that, I should say, let's start with Marvel. They basically, if I were to emulate what Marvel did or what's... I'm losing words. I haven't podcasted in a while, so my brain is like, Ricky, what are doesn't these know how to word that you use to speak?
Ricky's learning how to word again.
If I had to demonstrate what Marvel did, it would basically be taking our door to our studio and just blowing it off the hinges. That's mm-hmm. what they did. They kicked the door down and said,
they
hey,
used a bit more C4 than they needed to.
Basically. So here's what we got from Marvel.
They like blew out the frame of the door.
We got the complete lineup for Phase 4, which yeah, will be did. The Black Widow movie coming to us in May of 2020. Then The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, a Disney Plus TV show, fall of 2020. An Eternals movie in November of 2020. Then WandaVision, Disney Plus show, spring of 2021. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness movie, in May of 21, Loki show on Disney Plus, spring 21, a What If Disney Plus show, but
animated series,
Marvel Studios What If, that is going to come to Disney Plus, summer of 21, a Hawkeye Disney Plus show in fall of 21, Thor Love and Thunder, a movie in November of 21. And then they also, you know, announced Fantastic Four is coming. X-Men is coming sooner than later. They also said Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, and Guardians 3 all have been announced. We just don't know dates. And then they gave us probably the biggest oh shit moment of the entire conference of their Hall H is where they have Mahershala Ali come out, which I was already like, holy shit, who is he? Like, mm-hmm. when he walked out, my first reaction, we'll start there. We'll start at the end and basically Quentin Tarantino this. When he walked out, my first thought was, who is he going to play? Who is he? I'm like, they're going to make an announcement of who he is playing in the MCU. And then when Kevin Feige's like, well, I don't need to give you a hat. You have your own. And he put on the hat. You were quicker than me. You were able to read it on his hat a little bit quicker than I was. I looked at it and was like, what does his hat say? And then they cut the lights. I was like, come on, I didn't get to read the hat. What did it say? And before I could even rewind it, Blade on top, like on their big screen. And I went, holy shit, we're getting a Blade movie. So let's start there with the oh shit moment.
Well, I'll be fair
what
too.
What were you thinking?
I'll be fair too to start with. Mm-hmm. I read the manuscript last night of like what happened. Okay. So I didn't knew see. Ahead of I didn't time. See that he was going to be Blade, but I saw like it's the only. I'm like thinking it's the only thing they didn't mention.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Blade, but I'm excited. I mean, he looks like he could. He'd be good as Blade because mm-hmm. he kind of looks like
not as jacked as Wesley Snipes.
No, but I mean
doesn't have the pythons.
That comes with the Marvel training regiment.
Yeah, you get put on their diet and training regiment, and then they make you a superhero.
Exactly, it's the Marvel training regiment, mm-hmm. which I would love to be part of. Please let me know how that works.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be casted as something. You got to be the next Thor, Johnny.
The Matt Masterson Thor or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name from the other comics. But yeah, no. No, I'm excited to see him as Blade and what they're going to do with the Blade storyline. Because Zach, honestly, since they're tying it into the Marvel Universe now, who knows what they're going to bring into it.
Mm-hmm. And
I mean, obviously Dracula, but whatever.
Well, the thing that I am interested...
Three vampires huddled together.
The thing I am so interested in when it comes to Mahershala Ali being Blade is not just the, holy shit, what's he going to look like as Blade, but also the first thing that came to my mind was I didn't know who owned the rights to Blade. I thought it was a Sony thing, which I was wrong. Apparently the other three movies were New Line Cinema. So in my kind of non-movie entertainment like background kind of a mind, I can only come up with the explanation that, hey, you know, Marvel Studios gave Warner Brothers / New Line Cinema the rights to make a Blade movie.
Maybe way back when.
And because this was 2001 was the first Blade movie. So maybe it's like, hey, you know, Marvel Studios has the rights to this movie.
Well, this is before Marvel Studios was really kicking in because, what, 2002 was Spider-Man?
Yeah, around the same time.
Only because they sold that to... Yeah,
and that was Sony.
They sold that to Sony. Mm-hmm. So maybe Marvel itself still owned Blade, and just to make some money said, hey, Warner Brothers, make a Blade movie.
Because Marvel wasn't really popping out movies.
Not like, really.
Marvel themselves weren't popping out movies at that point. Because
what, we had Spider-Man, then really shortly or before or after that, we had X-Men. So, yeah, the Blade movie come out. Which, those four movies are in my Marvel collection.
2002. You're right. So, 2001 was Blade. Then 2002 was Spider-Man. And then the X-Men movie was, I kind of want to say, okay. So, here's the timeline.
Okay.
July of 2000 was X-Men.
Okay.
Then 2001 then Blade, was then. Blade. And then Spider-Man was 2002.
So, you had Marvel probably like... Sold had their properties that were sold to Fox. They made a movie, and Marvel goes, you know, we can make a little extra money. We still own Blade.
Yeah.
Blade seems like a cool one. Or maybe...
They just didn't give the rights to Warner Brothers. Could you imagine that? If they would have accidentally given the rights to Warner Brothers?
Nope, we just gave you the rights to use it for those movies.
Yeah. And the thing that leads me into is... And this is why I'm most excited about the Blade movie. As we know right now, there's not a new deal. So... Tom Holland's under contract for one more Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
But there's not a new deal. I think it's after Spider-Man 3. There's not a new deal for Sony. Or it might be there's not a new deal now. One of the two. Basically, not a new deal between Sony and Fox. How is Blade going to help in these negotiations, I'll say? Because what Marvel can now do, if... Sony's like trying to think, hey, we got something with Tom Holland and want to beef up those negotiations. They'd be stupid, by the way, to say, no, we're going to try to get more money out of you because now we feel like we got the big boy pants when Marvel's like, we created this for you. But now I feel like we could even get, and I'll ask you, could we get a Blade Morbius crossover in the future? A Mahershala Ali. And a, oh, I forgot his name. The Joker that we hate. What's his name?
Jared Leto.
His Morbius character, could Marvel even throw that in now? Like, hey, you let us continue to make Spider-Man movies, we might let Mahershala Ali's Blade appear in a Morbius movie for you, if you want. Because that was teased, I think, at the end of Blade 2. Was a Morbius thing? I think it was Blade 2 when they were on the roof and like you looked across and it looked like a vampire on the roof. That's something to me where I'm like, holy shit, I can't, like, I want to see that. I want to see Morbius. Well, first of all, let me see how the Morbius is with Jared Leto. But a Morbius Blade movie, I think, would be amazing. And I can't wait for Mahershala Ali
That would be a cool crossover.
I think it's ever going to happen, though.
It's a hard thing to say. It's a hard thing to say because it all comes down to movie rights and who wants to cooperate with what. I don't know if Marvel like Marvel themselves seem to want to cross over their characters into the Spider-Man stuff or the Sony stuff. But they obviously need Spider-Man to do a lot of their storylines that they're going along with, like especially the new one. I don't know what they're going to do yet.
Yeah.
When it looks like they're starting up the new Avengers more and more as everything keeps rolling down
Johnny's
the line.
Johnny's on that train.
I've been on that train, and guess what's happening?
Johnny's like, I've been on that train. I'm saving y'all seats here as it's zooming
y'all
down.
Can ride my, y'all can ride my freight train.
What about, so we'll go from other announced like to the, like, Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, Guardians 2. I was kind of like, or three. I was kind of like, okay.
Just because someone
like,
in the comments will mention that.
Yeah. Part of me is like, okay, it's nice that you said that, but I knew those were coming.
Yeah.
The big one, and some are saying it's announced. Some are saying, well, he mentioned it. I don't think they're that like nothing was announced. What were your thoughts when, so he brings up, before the Blade thing, he brings up Black Panther 2. He brings up Captain Marvel 2. He brings up Guardians 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drops Fantastic Four. Now, when he says X-Men and Mutants, that to me was like, okay, they're not close to developing a movie. Like, they're thinking about it.
They're like starting the planning phase with
but
them.
That's not an announcement.
No.
With Fantastic Four, when Kevin Feige dropped that, did you see that like I did of like, holy shit, we're getting, like, the first Fox movie we're going to get
is Fantastic
Four.
That's what I took it as.
Okay.
Because,
Had a little gas come up there?
Like, no, I had, like, something stuck between the two.
Ooh, the little sinus
like
strip?
Like, post-nasal drip area,
oh,
yeah.
Man, that is some disgusting stuff.
I've
good thing it didn't make a noise.
A little burning right there, actually. No, but I'm excited for that because we get the introduction of Fantastic Four. Helps to bring in some other characters that we can get, like, Silver Surfer, Galactus, Doctor Doom, like they were. I think
Doctor Doom's got to be the big one,
big villain for that.
Yeah.
But that would be, I mean, I know Fox was talking about doing a Doctor Doom movie, so we'll see if Disney decides they want to.
The Doom movie is still up in the air. It's not canceled yet. They're still Disney and
they might make it.
Them are debating.
It'd be cool to make a Disney Plus series,
maybe
instead of using the money towards a movie.
Well, because that's. I mean, because
that's the cool thing I want to say too is it seems like because they're considering it part of Phase 4, it all ties in with the MCU.
Yeah, and
it's not like this shit's separate.
We'll get right into that because that's something that I was going to lead off with was the thing I love about the Phase 4 schedule is Marvel now is in a situation because of Disney Plus where it's like, okay, we don't have to kill ourselves to come up with. Three, four, five movies a year.
Yeah.
Well, really, what, four or five movies a year? We don't have to that anymore. Because, like, if you look at the schedule that they put out now, 2020, two movies and a Disney Plus series. Then you look at 2021, Doctor Strange is a movie, Thor is a movie. But besides that, WandaVision, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, that's four Disney Plus shows where it's like we can get away. Like, I feel like Marvel now is in a prime spot where, hey, we can get away with two movies, blow our money on the big stories that we want to tell there, but then also tell these little stories. Like, the one that I know that you're super excited for, I'm just going to go ahead and set you up for it, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because how that went down at Comic-Con was basically Baron Zemo sitting there and would like hijack their Comic-Con panel, basically said, I'm going to see you both very soon, and then put on the purple Baron Zemo mask.
That's awesome.
So we're going to get Baron Zemo, we're going to get comic book Baron Zemo like we didn't get in Civil War. Also, now we know for sure this is the first time we're going to see Falcon as Captain America in the MCU.
Because didn't you say also Anthony Mackie walked out with the shield?
Yes. Yeah, so he walked out with the shield. Also, there were reports that he has been officially fitted for his like first fitting of what's going to be his Captain America suit. as Falcon. I bring this up, though, because I know you were very excited about this, especially the Baron Zemo side.
Riding the train, for one, because that leads into it as well.
Well, we had a segment before I left for Vegas about it.
And I think I talked about that. Mm-hmm. But, oh, it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be cool, because now that they have Baron Zemo, so we have our villain. Mm-hmm. Or at least, I would say, the main villain of this.
Yes, because the thing I like about it is that the Comic-Con video that they played of Baron Zemo.
Yeah.
He starts it off with the kind of trigger line for Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, holy shit, it pulls that into it because of the history that Zemo and Bucky have together. But then now Falcon is Cap. So basically it's like, hey, you know what? Buddy cop between Bucky and Sam. Oh, and they're going after Baron Zemo.
Yeah.
To finish that storyline.
No, the question is, what other villains are we going to get throughout the storyline? Because that's going to be kind of cool. Because Baron Zemo is going to use
like
other
side
people. Lower tier villains.
Who do you think we could see?
I don't know. I can't think of any off the top of my head right now.
Well, because
Grim Reaper?
Say that again?
Reaper?
Maybe. I'm trying to think of...
I can't think of off the top of my head.
Because the interesting thing about Baron Zemo being in this is I get him and Bucky have the most connection,
mm-hmm.
but also to me, I was like, and I'll ask you this, do we see an appearance from T'Challa in this?
Maybe a sort of cameo-ish appearance.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Zemo was going to kill himself, and T'Challa stopped him. Also, T'Challa doesn't like Zemo because Zemo's the reason why his dad died.
Yeah, he almost like sounded like when he was saying,
"You will pay for your crimes."
Yeah, but let me try to talk again. Zemo tried to shoot himself.
Yeah,
and Black Panther goes, "No, you will pay for your crimes." Mm-hmm. Like in the justified way, you don't get to get out that easily.
Yeah,
but almost in a way like I forgive you because you like you're troubled and you get to deal with your consequences in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I feel like we get a cameo-ish appearance from him,
mm-hmm.
but I think the focus will be on Bucky and Falcon to be able to like do their whole storyline, their buddy cop thing, like I said in the last one that we talked about this, him sort of like rising to the Captain America thing. I'm wondering, though.
He's got a lot to go with that. Like, he's got to develop as what is Captain America going to be like in his shoes? How is he going to put his kind of stamp on that mantle?
Exactly. I'm wondering if that code still works on Bucky or not. Because I know.
It's interesting.
T'Challa and his science group were supposed to have like kind of deprogrammed him. But how inlaid is that program? And
I would love if it just triggered a little bit at the beginning.
I feel like it almost like, how do I put this? I feel like it almost was like at the completion side where he was working outside. He wasn't in cryogen anymore. But they kind of had to like.
They never tested it.
They gave him, it's like, hey, gave him an arm. We have a war coming. You need to help us.
Basically,
it's like was it all done? Was he okay?
I think it'd be freaking awesome if he hears the trigger line and like he starts to like go and do something. And then after he's like, he goes to grave, he goes, what the fuck is going on? Kind of a situation where it's like, oh, I'm not fully fixed. Kind of a thing.
I just thought of one.
Go ahead.
He goes, like, he pops on that screen. Mm-hmm. It's like Bucky and Falcon. And he does the trigger words, says his whole, like, thing while Bucky's just kind of standing there blank faced, almost like tranced.
Yeah.
Because he said the trigger word thing.
And then he gives him a task to do.
He says, kill him.
And then we see
Bucky Falcon fight right in the beginning. Yeah. But I want, like, the last part of that to be like, because Bucky's a super soldier, Falcon's not. Imagine Falcon having to take on a super soldier. Last thing he does, wing kick to the face.
Or hits him with the shield.
Or, like, face stomp with the shield. Or
I think
it'd have to be to the head, sort of like how they had to do things to in Avengers 1, the first Avengers movie, where conk the head. Basically, a concussion brought you out of the trance.
And it's going to be interesting because, like, with that, the thing I love is you've got the Falcon side of, hey, I've got to develop and kind of grow as a character in Cap's shoes. But then Bucky, it gives him like a, what I thought was done and in my past is not in my past anymore.
Sort of a full-on redemption arc now.
Yes. Let's move on into, because we could talk about this all day.
We could.
Let's go back one further. So we'll just go and give little snippets here and there. Black Widow movie. We talked about it at nauseam before I left for Vegas. You can check it out. Yet again, I'll have it pop up ahead of, over our heads. Where we talked about Taskmaster. He's going to be the main villain. But we had on stage this week, they showed a clip or a trailer at Comic-Con. When we're able to see us see that, we'll talk about it, obviously. But they had Florence, I'm going to screw up names, so pardon me if I do. Florence Pugh, David Harbour, Rachel Weisz, or Weiss, I think it is, and O.T. Fagbenny, all on stage. Rachel Weisz, we don't know who she's playing. O.T., we don't know who he's playing. The big news was David Harbour. Because David Harbour, and correct me if I'm wrong on the name, Johnny, he's going to be playing Red Guardian.
Yes.
Which is basically the way that I had it described to me, I think by you.
By me.
Was he's basically the Captain America
Russian,
of the Soviet Union or of Russia.
Russian Captain America.
Because okay. David Harbour had a Cap shirt on under his suit jacket of, like, it looked like Cap's uniform.
Russian Captain America, basically is what it is. I don't know.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know if
this?
He gets the vibranium shield because I never really read any of it yet. Mm-hmm. But I think it's cool we're throwing that element in there because they sort of have a Russian Avengers in some storylines, which I find really cool. I wonder if we're going to get any of the other ones because you got, like you said, like, what, two, three other characters? Actors and actresses that were up on that stage that we don't know who they are yet?
Florence is going to be Belova.
Yeah.
But there's two. There's Rachel Weisz and then O.T. Fagbenny.
But do we know who is Taskmaster yet?
We do not.
So it could be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think... here's the thing. I don't know if Marvel's that tricky to where they're going to be like, hey, we had Taskmaster under your nose the entire time.
They might.
I mean,
if he could have made it, they probably would have him on stage. And it's like, oh, yeah, labeled yet.
I feel like if they had who was playing Taskmaster, they would have dropped that. Like, that would have been a holy shit moment.
That's true. Yeah, maybe. But it's like, again, it could be come down to the idea of, like, we had... what's his name? Played Tyrion. I cannot think of his name all of a sudden. The actor?
Peter Dinklage. Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
We had his name.
I'm like, why am I blanking on his name also?
We had his name in the Avengers Infinity War. Mm-hmm. We didn't have who his character was until after the movie came out.
Yeah,
they played Eitri. So it could be like, hey... You're getting Taskmaster.
We don't
want you to know who he is yet.
So that to me is only different because, like, and I only say that now because of who he played.
Yeah,
his character wasn't a Taskmaster. Like, his character wasn't the main villain of the movie.
I know. Well, we don't know if he's the main villain.
I think he
is. Someone pulling the strings above them.
I mean, we talked about that. That could be true, but I think that's more of like a post-credit. End of the movie kind of a reveal.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, like, hey, we don't even know what Taskmaster ever looks like underneath the mask. So it's like, they're kind of keeping it hush-hush for now until the movie comes out to go, hey, you don't know what Taskmaster looks like under the mask.
Yeah.
We won't let you know what he looks like underneath the mask until the movie comes out. Then we can let you know what the actor's name is. And I mean, it could be one of those on the stage. It could be someone that couldn't make it there. But I mean, then it could be, he could be like one of the people could be the upper villain of who's in charge of what, like pulling strings. Because Taskmaster is just like Deadpool. He's a mercenary.
Yeah.
He's doing this shit for money.
I just, in my mind, I feel like if they were going to have that character, him up on stage, they would have revealed that. That's the only thing I'm
like
thinking.
I said, that's why I'm like, hey, they're also going along the lines now then, it sounds like, that, hey, these two are in the movie, we don't want to tell you what yet.
Yeah. And that could also be like a, for example, the Peter Dinklage thing.
Yeah.
If they told us, it would have spoiled the movie.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What about, we'll go into Eternals then. The next
but I
one
wanted
down.
To say one more thing go about ahead. This one. It's kind of cool because that adds another element of like who's tricking who. Because mm-hmm. now you got the you got Taskmaster. You got Romanoff and Belova, right?
Yep.
I'm saying it right.
Because this is going to be like the Bourne / Jason Wick of Marvel movies.
Also like handing down the mantle.
Yeah. Because this happens.
Be at the ready with them.
So not only, I'll throw this out. It's yeah. not only the Bourne / Wick movies mm-hmm. of Marvel. It also takes place between Civil War and Infinity War.
Yes.
So it's in that time before. Because Black Widow has the red hair.
I think it's going to be essentially a handing the mantle over
to
movie.
To Belova?
Yeah. Not that she's like, hey, you are the Black Widow now. It's like, mm-hmm. be ready to be Black Widow if something happens to me.
And really, I'm looking at it, mm-hmm. like, every single movie, except for the Doctor Strange one.
Yeah.
Black Widow, we could see the mantle being handed.
Yep.
You've got the Eternals movie, which that's more like introducing. We've got the Shang-Chi, which is more
introducing.
But then look at Thor. That could be a
handing the mantle
over. Actually, we'll go to that. We'll jump all over. I was going to go
We're
going to
jump around.
But we'll jump around.
Jump around. Oh, God.
Thor, Love,
jump
and
up, jump
Thunder.
Up and get down.
Natalie Portman is going to be back. As
you said, Thunder.
As I'm blanking on her name,
Jane Foster.
Jane Foster. Thank you. There was a picture that Taika Waititi posted on Twitter where he was reading The Mighty Thor, mm-hmm. which is the comic run where Jane Foster becomes Lady Thor. Do you think we're going to get that? Is that why it's called Love and Thunder?
Yes.
Where a romance becomes rekindled, and then basically. Thor hands the mantle down to Lady Thor.
I don't think he necessarily hands it to her.
She is not worthy.
But, like, because remember, right now, Mjolnir is destroyed.
Yes.
In this timeline.
Thank you, Hela.
Yes, thanks to Hela. Mjolnir is destroyed, but the pieces were left in Norway. Mm-hmm. So, one of a few things could... there's basically anything that could have happened. But all in all, someone picked it up, the pieces up.
Mm-hmm. And put it back together.
Put it back together, yeah. And... the question is, does that just automatically put Mjolnir back together to the point of like, hey, only someone who's worthy can lift it? Mm-hmm. Or what goes on with it? We don't know. Maybe in those 5 years, Thor's like, hey, get my hammer and let's figure out how to put this back together.
Mm-hmm.
As I see you doing that.
I know. On our outline, I realized I forgot the
Shang-Chi.
I'm like, I'm going to put it in here now because...
Because I got this line of text magically appearing in front of me. I see you doing that.
I'm like, I'm going to put this in here. Okay. Because otherwise I would have forgot about it.
Yeah.
But the first thing I want to say is the logo. Which you and I had different things, but they both
same
fit.
Era.
Yes. Where me, I saw the Thor Love and Thunder logo, and my first thought was like, like you said, hair metal, not like hair metal, more like that, like AC, not AC/DC, maybe that's not like maybe not even a Led Zeppelin,
Guns
but like
Roses.
That hard rock, where it's like hard rock 80s, where it's like Love and Thunder. Like that is what I thought, or like the old, like remember when they took Thor Ragnarok and made it an 80s commercial?
Yeah,
like that. That's the era that I got. Where you had something different coming.
He-Man, Masters of the Universe was the first thing I thought when I saw that.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, but both of them fit, and basically it's giving off an 80s vibe.
Yeah,
is what it's doing. It's not going to take place in the 80s.
No,
though.
But it's funny how they keep doing that now with the Thor theme or the Thor title screen shots.
Then I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
New Avengers, you're the expert on that.
Sure.
So then Jane Foster is Thor in the New Avengers?
Yes.
Okay.
It is actually that way. Foster is Thor in the New Avengers. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's going to... I'm still not wondering who the villain's going to be then, though.
Yeah,
because Jane's definitely not going to be it.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, let me.
Valkyrie's supposed to be in it too.
She is.
Which
many people are saying, are we going to get a love triangle?
I mean, I guess Hemsworth should be in it as well. But yeah, he is supposed to be, and I don't know why I said should be. I'm still wondering if the villain's going to be the Enchantress.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of kind of seducing Thor.
You, Screen Rant. So Screen Rant already has an article. 10 villains that could be featured in Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Yeah.
We'll go through them right now really quick. Number 10, alternate Loki. Yes, sir. Like, I'm gonna throw them out. You give me your thoughts.
Alternate Loki. Does it say
alternate Loki?
Who Loki alternate Loki is.
So here's what it says: Avengers Endgame created a complicated situation for the character of Loki.
I'm already gonna say no, but keep going.
He was killed in the previous Avengers blockbuster. Spoiler: the creation of a new timeline means that there is a version of the trickster god still alive in the multiverse. We assume that he is in a different dimension for now, but that doesn't mean he can't be moved into the regular time stream, much like Steve Rogers managed to. The only reason why I'm going to entertain this one mm-hmm. is because Thor, Love, and Thunder comes after the Loki Disney Plus series.
I'm going to go no. I think we're going to try and introduce another villain.
Number 9, you mentioned her, Enchantress.
That's where my money's riding right now, because we haven't gotten anyone quite mm-hmm. like that. We got Hela, but she was more about power, brute strength, and whatnot. Enchantress is going to trick Thor.
Mm-hmm. This one, that could be a good, like...
And that could also introduce the Jane Foster side of it.
Exactly, where she could trick Thor by creating a love triangle between...
Well, I'm saying more so trick Thor, because in... Those storylines, they're supposed to have a love thing back and forth. Because
there was some, not sexual tension, but like some tension between him and Tessa Thompson's character.
Yeah, Valkyrie and Thor. Mm-hmm. A little bit of it, yeah.
The other,
go ahead. In the comics, at least the stuff I've read and mm-hmm. what I've read about, they're supposed to sort of have a thing, Thor and Enchantress.
Mm-hmm.
But she's sort of like the stalkerish side of it. It's like, he's going to love me.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's also really Loki trickster-esque. Yeah. So my thoughts are, all in all, it's going to be like Enchantress and whoever she's mm-hmm. kind of lower tier villain, or sort of like Hela took Scourge as her like lackey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have to be like Tessa and Jane kind of team up type thing.
So I was looking ahead.
Maybe using Thor as her.
Yeah.
Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kill them.
Yeah.
I said that twice now.
As pawns.
As a puppet, yeah. Using Thor.
Johnny's like, that's just my theme, man.
Kill them
today. That's the thing I'm going with.
Today's a kill them day.
So number 8, by the way, I looked ahead, and I already have 2 that are like my favorites on this list.
Okay.
Number 8, I'm going to screw up this name. Jormungand? Norse mythology has created many foes for Thor and one of them is Jormungand, the Midgard serpent.
Midgard serpent, the earth snake as well.
Who has wrapped himself around the earth and is destined to kill the god of thunder in their final fight.
You were close to the name. I can't remember how to pronounce it without mm-hmm. looking at it. So
I don't think that.
Like, I don't
that's
think so,
one
not
where
yet.
It's like, eh. Here's my number 2.
Okay.
Out of the 2 that I like, this is my number 2. Angela. That doesn't ring a bell to you?
It does. I want you to explain for them, though, too.
Angela has a complicated history in comics and strictly isn't a Thor villain.
Seduces men.
But she has faced the Asgardian on numerous occasions and is even supposedly the lost sister of the god. The movie version of Hela was clearly inspired by Angela in part, but this character could actually offer something quite different as a villain. The character was actually sold to Marvel by Neil Gaiman, who co-created Angela with Todd McFarlane. She was retconned into the universe and has had many roles across the series since being introduced in Marvel Comics via their Age of Ultron event. Her appearance in the films could serve as an opposite to Valkyrie, a lost warrior who seems to be an ally before turning on Thor and the team. The MCU likely wouldn't make her yet another sibling, though. I would absolutely love that, though. What's Thor's theme? Troubled family.
God
like, why
damn.
Not? Like, why not? Like, you got an evil brother. I had an evil sister. Great. I've got another evil sister. Just make Thor and the Asgardians and that whole family the troubled family.
You know what
would
be really
MCU.
Hilarious? Make that sister and go, God, I have a shitty family.
Basically, like, am I like, this
no,
is
I wanna,
one
like,
where.
I want to comment along the lines of that. It's like, I have a really shitty family.
And the thing I love most about this Angela being a possible villain
yeah.
is so you're going to give the power of Thor to Jane Foster. Why not have a villain that can basically play off of the just kind of like the, oh, you think you're going to be like that you could just step in and be, oh, the power of Thor and have that epic like because we've kind of I'm trying to phrase how I want to say this. Like basically Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing more moments where like the here's the women of the MCU. Why not have a movie where, hey, we're passing the mantle on to Jane Foster. Basically a woman on woman final battle where it's basically, yeah, I am going to be the new Thor and I'm going to take you down doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why for me, number two, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed. I mean, it's kind of hard. I don't think they're going to, though, put another sibling in there.
It would be a bit redundant.
It would be. That's why I don't think they're going to do another sibling. They could throw Angela in there someone else, but I mean, does it have a description of like what she's good at, her powers? Because I thought
no,
she was the one
here.
That could seduce men, like with her voice.
Maybe,
but they can make it like more of a hey, it's not your sister. Then in this Marvel universe, it's more of like another Asgardian that like that's her specialty.
Number six is Ulick, who apparently.
Don't know that one.
Asgardians weren't the only people to live on Asgard before its demise, as the world was populated by other species, including rock trolls. He's one of the fiercest fighters in all the universe and would make a good champion to represent his people. Basically, he's a rock troll, I believe.
Hmm.
Ares is number five.
Hmm. Okay, I never thought about that. Did forget about the whole... Greek pantheon with something.
Number four, Wrecking Crew. I don't think they'll do Ares because Wonder Woman did Ares.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be
cross
too similar
over,
to Marvel. The Wrecking Crew has been some of the premium thugs and Marvel characters since their debut in The Defenders.
If I use them, I would use them as a low tier, like beginning of the movie villain.
Yeah. Here's my number one. Ragnarok. The clone of Thor. Have Thor go against Thor.
That'd be interesting.
And then Jane Foster has to kill. Like, think about this. And I don't know if they kill. They wouldn't do this because you're not going to kill off Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnarok kills Thor. I'm going to use air quotes. Kills Thor. And then Jane Foster has to kill Ragnarok. And it basically is one of those, like, my heart pains to do it because I feel like I'm killing the one I love. Where it's like I basically have to kill a part of the guy that I love kind of a situation. I just loved Ragnarok in the comics.
I know you did.
Like with just I want to get a Thor villain. Could Beta Ray Bill be the
Beta Ray Bill
villain? Or would he be he would not be able to be a villain.
I don't think he wouldn't stay a villain in the movie. So it'd be you'd have to have someone else be an actual villain in
and
there.
And then the other two
and you
are,
already kind of got Jane Foster taking over like the Beta Ray Bill type thing.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that either.
They also have number two is Cole Borson. Cole Borson. The Fear Itself arc launched Cole Borson into the foreground of some of Thor's most oppressive villains. He's a character that is so heavily tied to Norse mythology as the god of fear. He's also a foe that could do exactly what is needed of the next Thor villain, and that is to psychologically manipulate the god of thunder and play mind games with him. And then the last one is just the elders of the universe. The Grandmaster and the Collector have already been featured in previous MCU films, but they are still there are still cosmic threats that exist in the larger continuity. That one kind of seems to me most likely because I think the Eternals are going to look at the cosmic entities as well. But those are the 10 villains that Screen Rant thinks could be in Thor 10. You're looking up Cole Borson, aren't you?
I did, and now I'm looking up just Thor villains. Because there's also one that's named Gore the God Butcher.
Yeah. We're going to have to dive into this, of course, later as well. Because,
I mean, this list gives me Scourge, who's dead. There's Mangog. And I'm not going to label it, like, describe any of these right now. We'll do this in another segment. Malekith, the Destroyers. Malekith's dead. The Destroyer Institute's gone. Surtur's dead, I think. Hela's dead. Serpent, Cole Borson.
Okay.
Enchantress, Amora. And then Loki, who is at this time dead.
Okay. Well, Loki, we'll see in the, like,
what happens the in Disney the Disney Plus series. But as of now, he's dead. Our line Loki is dead.
Okay. Okay. I'm just saying, easy though? Is it though? Using the Thor reference there.
Don't use that meme on me.
So what we'll do to close out Marvel is we're going to go more rapid fire than usual.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, so here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to give the title, the one that we haven't talked about.
Yep.
Quick, it doesn't have to be like da da da, but like, all right, Eternals, thoughts, move on. So we'll start with that. The Eternals, we got more clarification that Angelina Jolie is going to play Thena. Richard Madden is going to play Icarus. You've got Kamal Nanjiani as Kingo. You got Salma Hayek as Ajak. They've got Brian Henry. We know who he's going to play. Dong Sik Mao. I hope I said that right. Lauren Ridloff and Leah McHugh. All of them now IMDb. We have their characters. We know that it's going to be a situation of like, hey, the Eternals have been here. We just haven't seen them during our time in the MCU. Your thoughts on the Eternals?
It's going to be interesting seeing, like, what, for one, where they're going to start. Are they going to start back in ancient Greece? Are they going to start with, like, wherever they started? Because a lot of those names are ancient Greek names because that's where they, because they were mistaken for gods, if I remember what we read last time about them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It would be interesting to see, like, their storyline. Because I know one of them, I think the one that's also Gilgamesh, also known as Hercules, also known as, God, I can't remember his name. There's Beowulf. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes.
I think he's actually supposed to be one that's supposed to be sounded semi-interesting when you and I read about it because he's supposed to age rapidly at some point. But I'm interested to see where this goes.
And also
maybe explain why they didn't help with anything if they've got any powers of any sort.
The thing that I cannot wait for is I think the reason they weren't helping is I feel like there's going to be a conflict on their world. But the thing
a lot of those seem, I think, are the Eternals of Earth.
Because I know with Icarus.
Yeah.
I think it was Icarus. He's the main one where basically like he's the captain of the team when it comes to the Eternals. The thing I am most excited about for this is give me more of those cosmic enemies, those cosmic beings that you're going to introduce in this.
No, but I think the ones you labeled most of them were the Eternals of Earth, but that doesn't mean they don't have a separate conflict going on.
What about Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings? Because rumor is not only do we have our Shang-Chi, not only is Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians going to be in it, the big thing for me is the Mandarin, the real Mandarin, is going to be the villain, and that's why it's the Legend of the Ten Rings.
So what I'm really hoping happens
is that it's Ben Kingsley again, and it's a double take. I was the Mandarin this whole time.
No, let me so there's one, it was more of a cartoon, and the Mandarin, because he's from ancient China, the spirit of the Mandarin took over someone's body.
Okay.
Found out he's claiming to be Mandarin. He'll be a great vessel. Use Ben Kingsley, become the real Mandarin. Maybe have like a joke of like, I saw you on TV. You weren't the Mandarin. 10 rings, bitch.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's going to be what you want is Ben Kingsley to be the Mandarin, but it's really he's possessed by the Mandarin spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. I would just love Ben Kingsley. I would love
double take.
Because that would fit into the double take where it's like, you're not the Mandarin. Oh, wait. Yes, I am, bitch. Here's my 10 rings.
Got my 10 rings now.
I also can't wait for
call me a terrorist. Like, I consider myself a teacher.
If we're going to get Shang-Chi in this, I also can't wait. And of course, is a Netflix rights issue, too, when we eventually get Iron Fist down the line.
Yeah.
When they're able to do that.
But is it, though? I mean, because now that those are all canceled, Disney, I think, has probably dragged
them
back. It's a couple.
Like, they want to, but it's so how, from what I understand when I read about it, is that it's not like Netflix has the rights, but Marvel has to wait, I think it was, what, 2 years or something?
It might be,
for
yeah.
that kind of agreement or whatever to fizzle up, basically. Mm-hmm. And they can't just bring them over right away. I can't wait to see a real Mandarin, whether it's the Mandarin, whether it's, like you just mentioned, it's the spirit of the Mandarin taking over someone.
I mean, I would love for it to be Ben Kingsley, because I was so rooting for that to be, because he, in the, let's put it, say, in the posters and stuff, previews,
yeah.
all like, oh my God, this Mandarin is fucking amazing, and yeah. then they made him a joke,
yeah.
and then they did, if you still haven't seen it for some odd reason, because I told you to watch it before,
yeah,
Hail to
me.
The Chief, or Hail to the King?
Yeah.
Hail to the Chief, I think it was.
Explain it to them.
So what happens, because this isn't a spoiler at this point. You should have watched it.
In case someone hasn't seen it.
In case someone hasn't seen it, for one, it's on the extended cut stuff of Thor, The Dark World.
I'll put it in the comment section.
You'll find it on YouTube. Yeah. Put it in the comment section. Mm-hmm. What happens is, so they're doing, like, he's supposed to be a psychologist, mm-hmm. is interviewing.
This is at the prison, right?
This is in the prison. Yeah. First off, you get to see how famous Trevor Slattery is in the prison. Kiss my rings, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking awesome. But they're doing sort of an interviewish thing with him. Some psychologist is kind of interviewing him, bring up his past, sort of like, hey, we're trying to figure out why you did what you did. And then he kind of...
Is it a 14-minute video?
It might be that long. It might be. I think it's shorter than that.
Okay.
It's supposed to be kind of like the Marvel one cuts that they were doing for a little while. One shot.
This is it. I found it. I'm going to put it there.
Okay.
Go on.
So anyways, what happens next is they do the whole interview thing, brings up his past. Ben Kingsley starts getting a little uneasy, or I shouldn't say Trevor Slattery gets a little uneasy with it, shuts the camera off, starts talking about the Mandarin, the 10 rings, how you've been impersonating him, and the Mandarin's not happy about it.
Yeah.
And then basically it's sort of like, takes a nightstick out of the camera leg, beats the shit out of the two guards in there. It's basically they're kidnapping him.
Okay.
So that's what it seemed like at the end there.
Could also play into, hey, the real Mandarin, obviously he's there because he's going to be in Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. WandaVision. This to me was one where I still don't know what, like,
I have no idea what the hell's going to go on so far.
The only thing I want is apparently it's going to dive into Wanda and why she got her powers.
Yes.
This is where I want to see the word mutant. Clap my hand even more. Like, this is where it's like, okay, mutants are a thing. This is where we're going to establish mutants in the MCU.
First episode has to be, how is Vision alive now?
Second episode, where's Magneto?
I want to know if Vision just shows up and no explanation. I'm going to be kind of upset.
Because
and you can give me something as simply as, Shuri rebuilt his head.
It was Bethany even said at Comic-Con where he's like, am I even alive in this? Like,
I don't know how I'm coming back.
Like, I don't know. I think I'm dead still.
Oh, I guess happy birthday, Bethany, by the way.
Is it his birthday?
No, that was that was Benedict, right?
Yeah.
My bad. So happy birthday, Benedict.
Okay. You're thinking Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Who we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Next, yeah.
Which I will say, the one title I am super excited for, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Woo!
Dive into the multiverses. Give me more of them. Like, we already saw the, well, how many possibilities are there? Doctor Strange gonna go to different multiverses? Hell yes. Give me that. And is Nightmare still gonna be the villain?
They said so far he is.
But how does that fit into multiverses, though?
Because Nightmare will probably be dragging him through all of them. Okay. Either through chasing him down or, like...
Or leading him through, like, a maze of multiverses.
Yeah, basically a maze of multiverses, because it's, like, basically just a huge amount of dangers. Like, hey, if you don't get to me in time, blah, 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 it's going to happen.
True. What are your thoughts about it?
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
You kind of described it already. He's like, it's just going to be like a maze of multiverses. Mm-hmm. Either he's going to do one of two things. He's going to kind of, it's going to be sort of like chasing him through it, or he's going to keep like, well, you almost made it through this one. Another one drops him in another one.
Yeah.
And just basically because it's like a nightmare realm is what he's good at.
Yeah.
So he probably has powers in some sense like that.
Just can't wait to see different multiverses.
I can't wait either.
Because they've teased, like, we thought we were going to get it for so long. And I wonder if what's going to, like, and here's the thing that kind of puts two and two together. So WandaVision is spring of 21.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Strange is May of 21. What I would not, here's the thing I would not be like, about. Like, I know on the picture that they showed, the WandaVision one was before Doctor Strange, but May is still spring. I wouldn't be surprised because all these Disney Plus shows don't have exact dates. They have like, oh, this is when they're going to happen relatively. I wouldn't be surprised if, okay, Doctor Strange is going to happen first, then WandaVision. Because basically with the multiverses, when he comes back out of that, multiverses, some get combined, and then bam, that's how mutants are in our multiverse.
And just remember, multiverses aren't quite like in DC where it's, hey, there's a Flash here, there's a Flash here.
It's not like Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth 3.
Dormammu is a different...
He goes from multiverse to multiverse.
But Dormammu's area is a multiverse.
Yeah.
You saw it. Well, if you go back and watch... When before Doctor Strange has any of the powers, when he's talking to the ancient one, and she just into the head and just sends him. He's diving through multiverses. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's almost going to be something relatively like that with Nightmare.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's something that I can't wait to see how both those two set us up for.
So it's not like
X-Men. He's in just going to.
It's not like he's going to drop into another Earth. No, he's going to be going worlds that don't even make sense.
What about the Loki show?
I'm just excited to see what mischief he gets into. I mean,
and how does it set up for Love and Thunder?
If it does, even.
Yeah.
I mean, it may. I'm not saying it won't.
It'll set up Loki heading into it.
For sure. If Loki's in it. I don't know if
I think he is.
Right now, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think
there's a Loki show. I don't think Loki's going to die at the end of the show.
I didn't say he's going to die at it.
No, I know. I think he's going to be in Thor.
I don't think so, but I mean, I'm not saying 100% no.
Yeah.
I just think so. Thor's going to be focused on something else.
What about go ahead. Didn't know.
The Loki show. I'm hoping it's just a fun ride of after, like, well, it's going to take place from 2011 on.
Yeah.
Mischief.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout, like, different things.
Just give me Tom Hiddleston.
Exactly.
More of Tom Hiddleston. What about the What If? Animated? Like, and this is.
I want to read
if
those.
I'm wrong. This is supposed to be like things that have already happened. Like, what if it went this way?
Exactly.
Instead of that way.
Exactly. So what if Thor was a villain? What if Captain America? I think one of them was Peggy. What if Peggy Carter was Captain America?
The thing I love about this the most
is it
plays into exactly what Kevin Feige wants. How do we tell stories? How do we tell great stories? And let that be the thing. This is kind of a fun way of like, hey, you know what? In this episode, we're going to tell this story. And it does, and we don't have to worry about how does it affect the other things in this universe. We're just going to say, hey, what if this happened? What if that happened? What if this was the thing? What if that was a thing? And tell great stories like they want to. You find out more information?
So I've just looked it up in volume one. I'm probably just gonna read the first 10.
Go on.
One, what if Spider-Man had joined the Fantastic Four? What if the Hulk had the brain of Bruce Banner? Okay, some of these are things that kind of already happened in the MCU. What if the Avengers had never been?
Oh. So this is from the comics?
This is the comics. Okay. Yeah, this is volume 1, 1977 to 1984. What if the invaders stayed together after World War II? Mm-hmm. Nothing we know about, but it would...
Yeah.
What if Captain America had not vanished during World War II?
Ooh.
So we kind of get that side story that he went back, but...
Yeah.
And what's cool is I don't know if you just mentioned it now, a few minutes ago, it's all animated.
Yeah.
So it's like they're going to do voiceover acting, but it's going to be stuff that you can't do in live action that we'll be able to do in this.
Yeah, I like that.
What if the Fantastic Four had different superpowers?
Hmm.
What if someone else besides Spider-Man had been bitten by the radioactive spider?
Mm-hmm.
And this one says in three different...
We know that, Miles Morales.
In three different stories, what would have happened if either Peter's class bully, Flash Thompson, his temporary girlfriend, Betty Brant, or publisher J. Jonah Jameson's... J. Jonah Jameson's astronaut son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spider-Man's a menace! What if the world knew Daredevil was blind?
Hmm.
What if the Avengers fought evil in the 1950s?
Mm-hmm.
And what if Jane Foster had found the hammer of Thor? Okay, that one's again going to possibly be Love and Thunder.
They don't have to do that. They could actually ask any question they want. Like, any what if they want, they
could
do. What
if Conan the Barbarian walked the Earth today?
Yeah.
What if Nova had been four other people?
Mm-hmm. Like, they could literally ask any what if. Like, that's the thing I like about it is, like I said, they could just tell great stories. How about the last one?
What if this is the last one I'll bring up. What if Ghost Rider,
I saw your face,
Spider-Woman, and Captain Marvel were villains?
Shit. Ghost Rider kind of already looks like a villain.
He's an anti-hero, though.
Yeah, I know. But, like, he looks like a villain.
But still, what if those three were villains? That's another one. So I'll stop there with those.
What about the last Disney Plus show, Hawkeye? Supposed to be from what I've heard, is it supposed to be more of, like, a what he was doing as Ronan kind of a situation?
Yeah, you know her name, Kate Bishop, right? Yeah,
which I did not know this was coming. So for me, I was like, fuck yeah, give me more Hawkeye.
Yeah, give me.
Dave will be excited. He gets to watch more Hawkeye because he was really upset about Hawkeye not being mentioned.
Getting anything?
Yeah, basically like, where's Hawkeye? Oh, where's my Hawkeye?
Well, fuck Hawkeye then,
yeah,
I guess.
Basically. I'm just excited to see more Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner, and I do hope that he's doing that.
I'm sorry, Ronan.
Ronan. but, I mean, I really hope he's also training Kate Bishop in this then. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do want to see his side stuff of being Ronan.
Yeah.
I would really love to see that, but I also want to see, like, at least an episode where he starts training someone and maybe, like, he does, like, hey, so starts taking someone under his wing a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he kind of that feeling of, hey, I lost my daughter, sort of, like, fill in that feeling and then not wanting to get too close because everyone he loved disappeared on him.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, so we have talked for, John, do you know how long we've probably talked for this? Close. Like maybe, about an hour on Marvel alone. So here's going to be the rest of the plan for this podcast. Luckily, the rest of this is not like Marvel and didn't drop like eight things all at once.
8,000 things.
So we've just got a couple things that we're going to hit and give little discussions. They're not all going to be our discussions on this. Let's move on into DC Universe, though. So they had three mini announcements that I don't think really need a ton of talk.
No.
We basically, Young Justice Season 4 will be happening when? We don't know.
It's planned, though.
Doom Patrol Season 2 will be coming in 2020. Titan Season 2 will be coming out of September 6th of this year. So we actually got a date for that. Can't wait.
Probably watch the first season. Then.
I loved Titans 1. Love Titans 1. Can't wait for Titans 2. What I would love to do, Johnny, is I know we talked about it last year, but I would really love to do it. Even if it's just me, if it's both of us, that's great. I want to give the episodic kind of reviews and reactions because DC Universe is that weird one where, like, I finished Stranger Things, you're watching it, they don't give you all at once. They're like, well, this Friday it's episode 1, come back next week and it's episode 2. So I would like to do that this year. The one I want to talk about, though, is the trailer that we got at Comic-Con for the Harley Quinn animated series. We already saw something about it. There was, like, a little tease about a year ago. But we get our actual first look at what characters are going to be on it. We get more of a kind of idea of how Penny from the Big Bang Theory is going to be as Harley Quinn. I'm going to take this one first because I'm the DC guy. Usually yes, I ask it to you. My first thought, just some of the bullet points I had, is number one, the style of everything with the art look of some of the characters, how some of them act with one another, also with kind of the crudeness of it. I'm not saying the crudeness is bad. I love the crudeness of it because I'm an adult and I like those adult things.
And it fits.
It kind of reminds me of like a Venture Bros style.
The artistic stylist, stylism is very
Venture Bros.
Semi-Venture Bros.
But I could also see this being on Adult Swim.
Which like Venture Bros. Midnight. Is on there.
Yeah. So it's like it kind of reminds me of that like Adult Swim DC kind of a cartoon. But the one thing I will say, it's just maybe it's because I'm not used to it. I still don't know how I feel with Penny being Harley Quinn. And the reason why I say that is I'm not saying it's bad. Of course, a new voice that you're not used to is going to take some time to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a part of me to where it's like, I don't feel like she's playing Harley Quinn. I feel like Harley Quinn is her. And I don't know if that's going to be a good thing. Obviously, I have to wait for when the series comes out.
Yeah.
But, like, I hear way too much of her voice in the Harley Quinn.
You want the Brooklyn accent and
everything. I want the typical Harley Quinn. Where I'm not going to harp on it, but that's just a little thing of, like, it's still not jiving with me. And I'll have to wait and see when the series actually comes out for how I feel about that, like, a final stance. What were your thoughts after seeing this? Because I just got it playing on loop on my computer.
Yeah, so do I. I'm just keep watching it, and it looks good. I'm not opposed to. I keep wanting to say her last name is Cusco. I know that's not right.
Coco? Is it Coco? Cuco?
Cuco, I think it might be.
I apologize. I just call her Penny.
You can type in the bottom, but I'm not going to be able to pronounce it still, unless you can somehow pronounce
phonetically.
Phonetically, thank you. But yeah, I'm entertained by the idea by this. I want to see where this goes. I see her like taking more side with Batman at some points.
Team up with Batman.
Like. She hits the Joker with a bat. So it means she's kind of done with him at this time.
I feel like it might be more of a kind of situation of she might be more partnered with Poison Ivy.
That's what it looks like. Like they have an apartment together almost. But she also looks like she's friends with, I don't know who the short dude's supposed to be.
The puppeteer.
Is it the puppeteer? But there's also Clayface.
Yeah.
Is in there.
We've got Clayface, Black Manta, Penguin, Joker, Wanda Sykes' character. I'm unsure who she's supposed to be.
Kite Man, apparently.
Kite Man.
Is supposed to be in there. At least cameo appearance of some sort, but also
King Shark.
I saw. Wow! Aquaman.
She punches Aquaman in the throat.
And then kicks him in the face.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
So here's another thing about it that I can't believe. I'm gonna screw up some of these names, but like for me, it's got some good names in it. I think Natalie Morales is the one that's playing Poison Ivy. Kaylee Cuoco is Penny from Big Bang Theory, is playing Harley Quinn.
Yep.
But we've also got Lake Bell. Alan Tudyk is going to be in it. Jim Rash, Ron Funches, Chris Maloney. You've got Dietrich Bader, James Adomian. I think I said that wrong. Tony Hale, J.P. Smoove is going to be in it. Jason Alexander, George, is going to be in it as well. Tisha Campbell-Martin, Giancarlo Esposito, Natalie Morales, I already said. Matt Oberg, and then Wanda Sykes. So, like, there's a couple of those, like, Alexander, Smoove, Sykes, for me, Funches, Tudyk, where it's like, okay, I know many of these names. I just can't wait to see how it all clashes together. But it's nice for me, it's nice to actually get a look at what it's going to be like, because last thing I'll kind of ask you about it is, do you think it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing that it looks like this series is tailoring more towards the adult audience rather than the kid audience?
I mean, why not?
We're the ones with money, right?
We're the ones with money. Give it. Why not give it us a little something like that?
The kids got enough, right?
The kids get a lot of stuff. I mean, they have a huge I know they have a huge Marvel and DC cartoon following that they get. Mm-hmm. Why not, like, it's like
you can watch the cartoons that we used to watch.
Basically, I mean, it's like a, like you said, it's like it's something that belongs on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Most of that stuff is not meant for kids.
Mm-hmm. I find it funny.
Especially after midnight.
I find it funny that DC Universe so far, like, Titans is more of a darker, more adult version of the Teen Titans. You got Swamp Thing was really dark, and even though it got canceled.
I keep seeing commercials for it, though.
The season one is still out. They canceled season two.
Okay.
Basically, they're not going to make more Swamp Thing. Dark, Doom Patrol, although it was funny, was more of an adult comedy kind of a thing. And then this looks like it tailors more towards the adult side, where the only thing that I've watched that's kind of like, oh, okay, that could be for a kid, is like the Young Justice Outsiders cartoon. But I think it's just understood that, hey, you know, DC Universe is going to tailor more towards that adult fan rather than that kid fan. How about the next thing? So the next one's not a trailer. It's just a clip. I don't know if we're going to spend a lot of time on it. But basically, Rick and Morty season 4. We got a new clip called Glooty, which is basically, I'm assuming Glooty's the purple alien in it. It'll be down below if you want to watch it, but I'm going to describe it anyways. So basically, it looks like Jerry and Morty are developing an app or have developed an app. They want Glooty to shut it down. Hey, I can't do that.
Looks like failing or something.
He shakes it, little beeping from his pocket. They think it's a bomb, but no, it was just a fake beeping app.
Ominous beeping app.
And then Jerry at the end with the best line of like, well, with someone with this kind of ingenuity, makes them hard to hate. You can and you will.
You can and you have to, Dad.
Yeah, you can and you have to, Dad. What are your thoughts with this? I know it's like, what, a minute and a half clip? Not even.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell that Morty is getting more Rick-esque.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I threw out to you.
Yeah.
I'm wondering in this, maybe this episode, is Rick trapped somewhere else or on an adventure with Summer? And Morty has to be like Rick because Jerry is like how Morty was at the beginning
of the
series.
It could just be like a Jerry Morty episode.
Johnny's like, we can get those.
We can get those.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to pair everyone up in odd like combinations.
Yeah.
You get Summer, Rick. I think we had last season. We had maybe that might be season two. I can't remember. You had a Jerry. I know last season there was a Jerry Rick one where, your kids think you're depressed and they told me to take you out on an adventure.
Basically, yeah. That's the one with the
the whirly dirly.
Basically, you can't die.
Yeah.
And then the kids are shooting each other. Yeah, I like that one.
Pew!
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I just, my only thought with it is that it's funny. It hit the Rick and Morty style.
Oh, it did.
It's basically like, here, let me tease you a little bit. Let me give you a little bit here so you're satisfied.
Remember Crocubot?
I do not.
I saw it. What was the episode?
From the Revengeancers, not the Revengeancers. It's the superheroes.
Superhero
that they basically
one, yeah.
Kill. Yeah.
And Rick basically saws them.
Yeah.
Like the saw, like an episode
I, now
of Saw.
I remember, yes.
Yeah. So you remember Crocubot, right?
Yeah.
I saw one
clip.
Picture. It was just one picture of Rick and Morty standing in the middle of almost like a street. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of, like, the same thing, Crocubot-looking characters.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You saw that? You found it?
Because I pulled up Rick and Morty season 4, and it's just there.
One of the pictures? So, I mean, that might play into an episode. It could just be a piece of art that they drew up.
Because we're getting it in November. Mm-hmm. We're getting Rick and Morty in November. It gives me a little bit of a taste of, like, oh, I can't wait. Just a couple months away. It's already terrifying that the year is already
almost
half
over.
No, it's already half over. We are halfway through
the fucking snowball, Ricky.
Actually, no. After this month, we are, what, 9 days, 10 days away from...
It's more than halfway over already.
We got 12 months.
12 months.
We're not through the sixth month yet.
We're through the... we're in the seventh.
Oh, shit. We're in the seventh. Holy crap. For a second, I was like, no, August is the 7th.
Yeah, no, August is the 8th.
Fuck, it's more than half over.
Sorry that you get to stop counting after one.
Yeah, I get to stop counting after one. What about moving on? The next trailer we're going to take a look at really quick is the HBO Watchmen trailer. To me, the first really good look that we get in this Watchmen series, because... Here's the thing I'm going to ask you, and this is my question that I'm going to start off with. The next two, I have like a distinct question that I want to get answered with these. Is with this one, after seeing this trailer, is this going to be HBO's next hit? Because the big thing everyone's asking, with Game of Thrones done, there's Barry and there's Westworld and they've got other series. Is this going to be the next Game of Thrones for HBO? The next one that people cling to and are like, holy shit, this is the one I want to watch.
It might be. I mean, it looks really interesting. I want to know where in the timeline this is supposed to take place. Because, I mean, we had the movie.
Yeah.
Way back when. I don't remember. I'm not even going to try and think about when. It wasn't bad.
We were in high school. So
I think we were in high school.
07, I want to say.
Something like that.
Or 05. I think it was 05. I'm going to look it up now.
Go ahead. You do you, man. I don't know. I don't remember.
No.
Ooh. Wait, before high school?
We were not in high school. We were in college.
What?
2009.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Damn.
I thought it was like 05. I was wrong. It was 2009.
Okay. Good to know. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Dr. Manhattan is on Mars. So that
or is he?
Well, it says he is. They say he is. And they even show
the end of the trailer.
They show clips he is. He can come back.
I know, but the end of the like trailer that. We see him reach down
and grab a mask.
For the mask.
Yeah. But yeah, Dr. Manhattan. So it's like, is this after the movie? Is this just a separate timeline? I want because also the other thing is Rorschach. Like you have like a whole following for Rorschach now, where it's like a whole group of people instead of one individual Rorschach.
Mm-hmm. There's a part of me that I'm still, even after watching it, is it, like you said, does it take place after the events of the movie, or is this taking place before the events of the movie? Because Osmanian is still alive. And I'm saying his name wrong. Osmanian was the main villain of the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, if this is after the movie, how could he still be the main villain? That's my thought process.
That's why. Is he the main villain?
Mm-hmm. He's the main villain in the comics and the main one in the movie.
But someone
as well.
Else was the main villain in the movie. It was like a.
No. Because the movie was a almost shot for shot. I'm going to say shot for shot remake. Spoiler if you haven't read the Watchmen comic, by the way. But the basically only thing that they changed that I can remember is that in the comic, they dropped a big fucking alien on New York and they didn't do that in the movie, which 19-year-old Ricky is like, where the fuck is my blue? Where the fuck is my squid alien? Cause I wanted to see that. That is not the IMDb page I was looking for. by the way, there's a movie in 2019 called Watchmen, and it's like, nope, didn't want that. I want the 2009 movie called Watchmen because I was pulling up the character list. So it was – where is he? I thought it was – yeah. So it was Matthew Good played Adrian Veidt, who was Ozymandias. I hope I'm saying that right. I fucking am probably butchering it. And then in this one, we obviously saw him at the end of things. This one, I did not catch that. Did you catch who was playing Adrian Veidt or Ozymandias?
Jeremy Irons.
I didn't catch that it was Jeremy Irons until I just saw it. Like, holy shit.
Shame on you.
Well, it wasn't. He wasn't using his Scar voice on me. Holy
oh,
shit.
Oh, wow. It wasn't used. Because I can't tell Jeremy Irons' voice.
Yeah, can't do. It was just one. I am now woke, Johnny. Yeah, I'm just with me. I'm very intrigued on the whole plot of like, well, hey, they started killing cops. How are you not going to kill cops? Let's all cover our faces. Haha. But now we hide the vigilantes. So, can't kill cops.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm interested about is, like, where does it, all comes down to where the hell does this take place in the storyline? Because mm-hmm. From what I remember, he kills, I should say who, Dr. Manhattan kills Rorschach.
Yes.
Then goes up to Mars and I'm out. Right? Isn't that what happened?
I'm going to look it up really
quick. Bitches, I'm out.
Dr. Manhattan kills Rorschach. Yeah, you're right. He explodes him.
Yeah.
Explodes. You know what? That makes perfect sense then.
And then it would take place after because Manhattan's on Mars, where there's little footage here and there of him on Mars.
You're right.
And then you got a whole. Well, let me finish what I was saying. Jeez, man.
But now it makes sense there's the why there'd be
following for Rorschach.
That makes sense.
Because like, oh, our hero mm-hmm. is what got killed. Let's do what he would have done.
And we did get a shot in here of Owl.
Owlman?
Well, in his ship.
Yeah.
We got a clean shot of his ship, which that's I was true. Like, yes. But we do know that it's coming in October. I can't wait for it. I'm going to watch it because I liked Watchmen and HBO. I've got the subscription, so I might as
I
well
might have to get
try
it back,
and give something else to watch. What about the Witcher trailer? First time we see Henry Cavill in his big, long, white Witcher hair. The question I want to ask you about this.
Yes.
Has to pertain to Game of Thrones also, but in a different side. So The Watchmen has HBO found its next Game of Thrones? For The Witcher on Netflix, one of the big things when I talked to Mark Weber about the end of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
His whole big thing is what's going to be the next sci-fi series that kind of takes that kind of mantle that Game of Thrones had. Could The Witcher be that? Could The Witcher take the sci-fi medieval monsters, witches, kind of a following? Like, it fits the same mold that Game of Thrones was filling.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's like it's season one's going to be miraculous. Does this gain the following, and could this be the Game of Thrones of Netflix?
Well, it could be, because here's the thing you're going to have. You're going to have people who play the game they're going to want to watch. Mm-hmm. You have people that love any of that medieval. I mean, I'm going to watch mm-hmm. it. I like that the medieval stuff.
People
I watched
who read the books.
Read the books. I was going to get to them next. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a decent following. You're going to have people that watched Game of Thrones. It's like, I need mm-hmm. something to fill that void. I mean, I have HBO, but if I have Netflix, Witcher looks like it might be related. Let's watch that.
Which, the thing I will say, if you did not know, because I'm in that boat,
yeah.
If you did not play the games,
you won't be lost.
You won't be lost, because this is apparently more going off of the source material of the books rather than the games.
Which I can't say I read the books either. Yeah, so, I'm fine with that.
But for me, like, I would hate it if it was like, because I would have played the games if I knew that it was going to lead into this.
Yeah.
So with me, I'm like, good. I'm fine with not reading the books. The games, though,
I'm still tempted to pick up the games anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Just now, like, I'll probably watch this first. And it's like, if the storyline is anything like the games, mm-hmm. maybe I'll go pick them up afterwards. My main one right now is going to go by God of War 4. Games. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy God of War.
You still haven't played God of War?
No.
You don't need to buy it. Borrow mine.
Okay.
I have it. I platinumed it. It's just sitting there collecting dust.
Oh, cool.
You have a PlayStation.
I know. That's why I was going to go buy that. I have a gift card.
I just give it to you.
I have a gift card for GameStop. So.
Nice. Yeah, I could just, don't waste your money on it. It's not wasting your money, but I've got that.
Okay.
And I'm not playing it anymore.
Oh, cool. Then I'll borrow it from you.
That was a Christmas time. Yeah, that was a Christmas time platinum.
Okay.
Where I played it. Got all the trophies for it. Really fun game. Really liked it. But yeah, I'm excited for The Witcher because also I wonder how good is Henry Cavill going to be in this?
Yes.
Where he looks already like he's gotten my, piqued my interest.
Yeah, he looks like the character from the game.
You just, what you were saying is you want, you can't wait until
I
want to
see the gruff, the white gruff on his face.
The way I'm going to describe it,
yeah.
Think of Jon Snow. Jon Snow season one, different than season 7, 8 Jon Snow.
It grew in. Like he had a little bit, but it grew in. Yeah, I'm hoping that's what happens. Because I, though, and again, I've never read the book, so I can't say. Maybe he doesn't have it. Maybe he's clean shaven, but I prefer it with the gruff because I think that's what he is in Witcher 3.
Yeah, I watch it and I get a very Helsing type of vibe from it. Like I am totally in on it. I will give season one a chance, and if it loses me, then hey, that's on season one, not on the hype of a trailer.
And I can't wait to see what the whole black eye thing is about
at the end, where it's like more. I feel like if we played the game, that might have been explained a little bit, or might have been relatable. But yeah, it kind of looked like either other, kind of like how people look in the Upside Down and Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Johnny, I mentioned Stranger Things again.
Yeah, jerk.
Otherwise, it kind of looked like a demon version.
Captain Spoilers over here.
Of the Witcher. How about the next? So speaking of kind of horror and things like that, one of the first trailers that we got dropped at Comic-Con was the only Warner Bros. Trailer that we knew was coming. The final trailer for It Chapter 2. Johnny, we were already going to go see this, but now that we see more of the action with the older characters going up against Pennywise, thoughts on our final It Chapter 2 trailer?
I want to see this even more than I did before because I want to. So, like, especially with the Pennywise going with the lines like, I've been waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Smiling, like almost like
they're the kill that got away.
Like, I have been waiting for this for 27 years.
They're the ones that got away.
Yeah. Because I guess he was supposed to go into it. Like, they didn't really kill him. They were supposed to go back into his hibernation, is what I think what it was.
Yeah. And I mean, it's to me, it's one of those things where I love those lines because it's exactly that. Like, his goal, he, for the first time ever, did not accomplish his goal.
Yeah.
And he's probably sitting there going, I am not going to be satisfied unless I kill them.
Yeah. Unless I get to kill and eat them.
Mm-hmm. Which I will say, one of the freakiest things from the trailer is when James McAvoy is chasing that kid in the Hall of Mirrors. And then you look and Pennywise has the long clown tongue of like, bleh. And it's basically like a, oh, it just gives me the creeps.
He's licking the glass.
It just gives me the creeps. So where it's like, oh, don't do that.
You see McAvoy trying to get to the kid, too. That was like the most like adrenaline rush of that.
He tries to kick the glass, but it doesn't work.
It's not breaking, but Pennywise already cracked the glass.
Holy shit. Guess what day it comes out?
Huh.
Same day as Titan season 2.
Oh, shit.
September 6th. So that night, maybe watch a little bit of Titans, go see some It Chapter 2. But I do also like how at the very end of the trailer, how you get a look. I'm going to take a fast forward a little bit where we got a look of it looked like Pennywise without the mask on or without the makeup on.
Without the full on like demon clown effect.
Where it was like, holy shit. What happens? How do we get there? It looks like we get a little bit of the little brother. Is it Gabe, I think, was the little brother, right? The You'll Float Too.
George.
George. That's right. Georgie. We get a little bit of him of, like, the whole situation of, like, well, you let me die.
You lied and I died.
You lied and I died kind of a situation. Yeah, but that, like, oh, it just, it looks so frightening to look at because I paused it on it where it's like, it just looks like cheap white paint. You've got blood looking like it's dripping out the eyes of Pennywise to where we were going to go see this because Johnny
like
wants to go
cuts
see it. Yeah,
there too.
I can't wait to see how this ends. This has been a marketing trip of like, I like that they split it up into two movies rather than keep it
they sort of
as
like,
one.
They
like
sort
the
of
original.
Did it like the originals, yeah. I'm wondering if like we get this is like getting this scene you were talking about where it's like the shitty white paint and the blood almost on his face. And in like a normal like clothing,
yeah,
is like maybe the origins of Pennywise.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe
because I never watched the originals. I tried to, and I couldn't find it.
The only clip from the original that I know or have watched is the one of where it's Tim Curry behind the laundry, and he's just watching. Basically, he kills the girl at the beginning of the movie. That's all I've seen. I'm actually going to throw in one trailer on top of the next one before we get to. Before we get to Charlie's Angels, because I forgot to put it in there, we both watched it. Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Reboot. So I posted this yesterday, and if you are not a patron, this is kind of a little shameless plug to become a patron. So in our Discord channel, $1 on Patreon gets you access to this channel where you can talk to all the MVP patrons as well as us here at MVP. I dropped it in the Discord channel, and this was some of the replies. Mark said, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back kind of suck, though. They are great side characters, but don't hold up as leads. I said, it's going to be stupid. It's going to be funny. I'm going to laugh. Win-win. Sung Hyung said, the question is, anybody really going to see it? And then... let's see. Soapy then dropped something about NBA 2K. So basically, it was Sung Hyung and Mark telling me that it's not going to be good. Where in my mind, I'm like, I'm not expecting it to be good.
I'm expecting it to be
stupid and funny, especially how the opening of the trailer opens up with basically Muse or Jay. I'm going to pull down my pants, tuck it in between my legs. And kind of just do his natural pose of like, Jesus, he's got no penis. No, he does.
It's just tucked in. Goodbye, horses. You heard that in the background too, right? Okay.
I absolutely am going to laugh during this. The cast of this alone is, in my mind, amazing. Or I'm going to pull it up. So Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. IMDb. I hope they've got the cast on IMDb because this movie is riddled with people from our childhood. I hope you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Chris Hemsworth is going to be in it. Shannon Elizabeth is going to be in it. Matt Damon, obviously. Ben Affleck, obviously. Val Kilmer is in it. Joe Manganiello is in it. Rosario Dawson is in it. Justin Long is in this movie. You've got Jason Lee. He's always in these movies. You've got Jason Briggs. You've got Kevin Smith's daughter, which do you know what her name is?
I don't remember.
Her name in the movie is Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
Her name in real life is Harley Quinn Smith.
Basically
going off the same thing. You've got... The Vanderbeek, James Vanderbeek is in this as himself.
Mm-hmm.
Dietrich Bader, also in this. Tom Cavanaugh. Craig Robinson is the judge. Molly Shannon, of course. Method Man. Chong from Cheech and Chong. Chris Jericho, WWE, now AEW fame. Redman is also in it. I'm looking for that cop at the beginning because I know his face. I just can't think... of his name. No, it's not JD Grove. I'm going to have to look that up. But this movie has so many people that, like, I know to where I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go see it. Is it going to be, like, an amazing movie? Probably not. But I'm going to laugh. I'm going to have a good time. Also, Q from Impractical Jokers is in it. He's the one that asks Jason Briggs.
This movie going to be any good?
The question, he goes, no, it's not going to be any good. We're in the trailer. They're already telling you.
It's like it was written by Kevin Smith.
It's written and directed by Kevin Smith, who also acts in it, which the next movie, the screenplay, the directing, and there's someone in it that I'm like, oh, if it's bad, blame them. Why. Well, if this is funny, just Kevin Smith is why, because he wrote it, directed it, and he stars in it, obviously, as Silent Bob. I just wanted to throw that in there. And then the last one, I told Sung Hyung that we would talk about this trailer because he's super excited about this movie. To me, it looks like a good movie.
Like, so far, it looks like a good movie.
I've got a question about that that I'm asking in a second. My first question, though, when we come to Charlie's Angels, the 2019 movie directed by Elizabeth Banks. The screenplay is by Elizabeth Banks. She's also Bosley in this movie. The thing I want to ask you, Johnny, your thoughts on Christian Stewart actually learning emotions and how to act in a movie.
I know you're asking me that because you're kind of also calling me out on it.
I basically am, because it was a funny reaction by you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everything I've seen her in, she really had no emotion. I've seen the first Twilight, and I didn't plan on seeing the others. That's what you do when you have a girlfriend.
A girlfriend, right? That's what you do when you have a girlfriend.
I used to have one.
I know you did. I'm just yanking your chain, big guy.
I prefer you don't yank anything on me. That's right. I went there.
Double entendres.
But then I also saw her in Snow White and the Huntsman. And still, to me, she looked like she had no emotions in that movie. So, to see her actually having emotions in this was,
especially at the beginning,
mind-blowing.
When she's like flirting with the guy, yeah. And she's like, I'm the distraction.
Honey, I'm the distraction.
Yeah, to me, this is one where they sold me just by having Naomi Scott in this movie. Because I am on a Naomi Scott high
ever since Aladdin. On her.
Like,
come on.
Let's be honest. Ricky's celebrity crush at the moment is Naomi Scott, especially after the Aladdin movie. But this, to me, the only question I have to ask myself about it is not if I'm going to have fun during it, because it looks like it's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question I'm going to ask you. When we are done with this movie, which one do you think will be the better Charlie's Angels? This one or the one we grew up with from the early 2000s that had Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, and Cameron Diaz as the main three for Charlie's Angels?
Well, since I didn't see that one.
You've never seen that one?
Never had intentions on seeing it.
Oh, my. I think that was 2000 here. Charlie's Angels, Drew Barrymore, because I know she's in it. That movie came out, 2000. You want to know why I know that movie came out in 2000? You know what three-woman group did a music video on the bonus features of that DVD, if I'm not dating myself with that?
Dixie Chicks?
Bonus features, not the Dixie Chicks.
You said three-woman group. That's the first one I can think of.
Three-woman group. One of them is now uber famous and was in the Lion
Beyonce?
King. Destiny's Child, baby. Yeah. Destiny's Child. You got Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore,
not called
Cameron
Beyonce
Diaz.
And Friends?
No, not Beyonce and Friends. Or, hey, Beyonce is going to get you on the Super Bowl halftime show. Not that either. To me, that's the only question I have with it, is which one's going to be better. Because that one had Bill Murray as Bosley.
Yeah.
Bill Murray was Bosley. This one has, so I believe this one has three Bosleys, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to pull it up really quick. Where's the IMDb? Wrong IMDb. Nope. This one. I have to literally type in IMDb 2019. Yeah, there it is. Because it kept giving me the
Is Patrick Stewart a Bosley?
I think so. So, yeah. So the Bosleys we have are Elizabeth Banks is a Bosley, Patrick Stewart is a Bosley, and then I'm going to screw up his name. Basically, he was the wizard in Shazam. He was in Never Back Down. He was in Blood Diamond. He was also in Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you remember the wizard that gave Shazam his powers? Yeah, he's also a Bosley in this. Hanso, I think, is his last name. But basically, there are three Bosleys in this. I do not know two things. Do not know who Charlie's voice is. Also, do not know if that's the... They use the original voice from the original Charlie from the original series, even before we were kids. I think it's going to be a good time. Christian Stewart looked good. You've got Elizabeth Banks as Bosley. That's going to be an interesting kind of play. Naomi Scott, and then, oh, damn, they've got her kind of low in Ella Balinska, who is the other one. I thought they'd have the three girls right at the top.
Yeah, you think so.
They've also got Noah Centino, who I think is the handsome nerd that basically Jane was flirting with. But it looks like a fun time. Is there anything that we miss Comic-Con wise? Anything that you're like, you know what? I didn't think about it, but I'm going to throw something in right
now. Not
here.
That I can think of right now. There's probably shit that I missed and have to go through over again.
I saw that there was a Walking Dead trailer, and you know what my reaction to it was, Johnny? Like, I'm past the whole Walking Dead thing, so it didn't really tickle my fancy. If there's anything that we missed for you
that
guys...
That you want us to talk about?
If you guys want me to talk about the Walking Dead trailer, I will.
We'll do it upon request, but not by choice.
I guess it didn't tickle my fancy just seeing it, but this is where you guys come in. Let us know what you think about everything down below in that comment section. This has been a girthy podcast. This is why we really have technically won this week.
Yeah,
this is one where it's like San Diego Comic-Con gave us a lot to talk about. Marvel gave us the most to talk about.
Hefty.
I love how it's like, yeah, we're going to go about an hour on Marvel and then about 45 minutes-ish or 40 minutes on everything else because there was just a ton of crap from Marvel. Could you imagine if Marvel and DC gave us
full schedules?
Man, this would have been a long, long podcast. But thank you guys for coming in, checking out the Rick and Johnny podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at WarMachine9085, at Ricky Widmer at Most Valuable Pod. Also, make sure to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Most Valuable Podcast. How you support the channel. We love doing this for you. There was one comment that's like, hey, your studio or your office is kind of an eyesore. Well, how do you help us get a new studio? Patreon.com. That's one of our biggest goals for the future, for the upcoming future here in 2019, as my body's like, hey, Ricky, you're just going to have gas coming up while you're trying to talk. And I'm like, thanks, body. That's usually what you do. But thank you guys for checking out the podcast. Make sure to check out our Spider-Man and Lion King reviews as well. For my fellow man-child, Johnny Carlick, I'm Ricky Widmer. And as always, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Most Valuable Pod for more great podcasts.